A reading from John, chapter 10, verses 1 through 18. Jesus says, "Very truly I tell you, anyone who does not enter the sheepfold by the gate, but climbs in by another way, is a thief and a bandit. The one who enters by the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep hear his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes ahead of them, and the sheep follow him because they know his voice. They will not follow a stranger, but they will run from him because they do not know the voice of strangers." Jesus used this figure of speech with them, but they did not understand what he was saying to them. So again Jesus said to them, "Very truly I tell you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and bandits, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters by me will be saved, and will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand who is not the shepherd and does not own the sheep sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and runs away, and the wolf snatches them and scatters them. The hired hand runs away because a hired hand does not care for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me, just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that do not belong to this fold. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice. So there will be one flock, one shepherd. For this reason the Father loves me, because I lay down my life in order to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it up again. I have received this command from my Father." The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Before the Christmas program several months ago, one of our youngsters proudly pointed out that she had changed roles this year. She described what she clearly considered to be a promotion. For the past several years, she had been a sheep. But this year, Miss Maggie was a shepherd. And who knows, next year, maybe an angel. The year after that, Mary? At least she wouldn't have to be a sheep any longer, she said. That was for baby children who couldn't do anything else. Maggie doesn't yet know that Christians keep getting called sheep into adulthood. The image is common in the Hebrew scriptures, and Jesus uses it in today's passage from John's Gospel. God's people are like sheep, we hear, taken care of by hired hands, vulnerable to bandits, thieves, and wolves, needing a good, faithful, loving, and loyal shepherd who will lead them into green pastures. It's not the most flattering comparison when you stop to consider how smelly and prone to wander sheep can be. Maggie was probably right to revel in a change of character. But I'm not sure we can ignore some truth in the metaphor. One similarity we have with sheep is the many ways that we too wander astray and get ourselves lost. We listen to other voices, other shepherds, which promise pastures that never seem to materialize. The classic seductions are for more money, more intimacy, more freedom, or more weaponry as a way to achieve more security. We've seen only the latest tragic result of that this week. My own greatest desire is for more time. I'm certain that if I could just get 30 hours in a day, I'd get a little bit more done, and I would be in the green pastures, finally, of abundant life. Everything would be solved at that point. I fear failure. I fear disappointing people. And I can slip into believing that my worth comes from meeting external needs, meeting the wants and desires of others, rather than from God alone. A culture of desire teaches us more broadly to want a tighter body, a cooler car, younger features, or a size zero waist. Our elected leaders and the news media tend to follow the crowd as well, presuming that public polling or high-paid lobbyists will show the way to go. There are so many shepherds calling us to follow. Which are you chasing after? In truth, these are all mirages in the desert. We follow them over the next hill and the next hill and the next hill, but only succeed in getting ourselves lost. We are sheep, following shepherds who don't have our ultimate good as their highest goal. These are the hired hands Jesus speaks of this morning, who leave the sheep, who run away, so that wolves snatch us up in anxiety, deadly danger, and who leave us perpetually scattered within and without as a community. I am the good shepherd, Jesus says, as he calls us to follow him, his voice, instead of all the others. However, it's not an easy path because it requires admitting that we do not know the way to go. We're just as likely to follow one of the other shepherds in an attempt to find our own path to salvation. Admitting that we don't know is perhaps the most vulnerable thing you could ask from folks like us. A suburban church of mostly white, mostly well-to-do, mature adults. In this society, we are the very people who are supposed to have it all figured out, right? And we start to believe that if we don't know the way to go, if we get lost, it must be our own fault. Because after all, we have every advantage. But the truth is, the Good Shepherd will call us to lay down our lives and our own pursuits, just as he does. Just as he once prayed for the cup to be taken from his hands, yet said, "Not my will, but your will be done." Sheep are called to abide in the leadership of another rather than ourselves. We trust the one whose love shelters and gives life, an eternal love, greater than the measure of any of our minds or hearts. The Heidelberg Catechism has been used by our evangelical forebears in the United Church of Christ to teach generations of Christians about our faith. It's written in a question and answer format, and the very first question and answer captured this truth. Question: what is your only comfort in life and in death? Answer: that I am not my own, but belong with body and soul, both in life and in death, to my faithful Savior, Jesus Christ. There is a paradoxical freedom this points to. A freedom in letting go, of having to know our own way, to follow our own path, and trust ourselves instead, body and soul, both in life and in death, to the faithful shepherding of Jesus Christ. When we let ourselves be led, suddenly the pressure to have it all figured out subsides. The pasture of God's greater love, beyond striving, beyond seeking our own salvation, emerges from Jesus' call, "I came that they may have life and have it abundantly." The divine shepherd took on flesh in Jesus of Nazareth, coming in bodily form to face all the worst that human beings could do, harming, wounding, killing one another, and instead shows us the greater love, the good life of following his ways and not our own. In a time of personal trial, when he had reached his own limits, one of Christ's followers, the Trappist monk Thomas Merton, wrote a prayer now famous for the ways it shows a sheep trusting in the Good Shepherd. He writes, "My Lord God, I have no idea where I'm going. I do not see the road ahead of me. I cannot know for certain where it will end, nor do I really know myself. And the fact that I think I'm following your will does not mean that I'm actually doing so. But I believe that the desire to please you does please you. And I know that if I do this, you will lead me by the right road, though I may know nothing about it. Therefore, I will trust you always, though I may seem to be lost and in the shadow of death. I will not fear, for you are ever with me, and you will never leave me to face my perils alone." So, beloveds of God, we finish today with a little bad news and a lot of good news. The bad news is we'll never be promoted from being sheep. I'm sorry. We'll always be prone to wander and in need of guidance. Let go of the sense that we'll ever have it all figured out, enough to chart our own paths. But the good news is we have a shepherd who seeks us out when we're lost, whose voice we can follow, and who leads us in the pastures of abundant life. We truly belong in sheepfolds like this one. A space of sincerity about our own failings and joy in our triumphs. A community of mutuality and compassion and mission, where we gather every week for renewal and then follow the voice of the shepherd out those doors and into the rest of our lives. By his path of surrender, of mercy in the face of pain, of forgiveness even for enemies, of laying down one's life, by that path we're called to go. Amen.